Baruch Hashem, we're able to be here together, and after a great year of Nisan, which is continuing the whole time, Chodesh Nisan is Nes. We see Nisan happening every moment, and we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu getting rid of the chametz in the world. A lot of chametz in this world. They expressed itself with all types of mazikin that go on 2 feet, Rachmano Litzlan, and they send all types of stuff. And Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Shalom is destroying the chametz of the world and bringing the world closer to its tikkun. And everything is b'shus Klal Yisrael. Everything that goes on in the world is all for Klal Yisrael. As the famous words of the Beis Halevi said that we say in the Agodas of Pesach, V'ilu lehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaVitzeinu Mitzrayim, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out, so we would still be slaves to Paro in Mitzrayim. So the Beis HaLevi used to ask, he doesn't understand. Don't you know that history, there were a lot of revolutions, a lot of things changed. You had in America Abraham Lincoln against slavery. You think we would still be today slaves? Why should that be? So there's so many different pshatim in this. Very famous. But the Beis HaLevi used to always say like this, that we see history because Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Everything revolves around the Yidden. And if the Rachmana Litzlan, Lehoitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Saviseinu Mitzrayim, there would be no Klal Yisrael, there would be no Jewish nation, then there would be no history. It just would just be continuing the way it is, and there would be nothing, no tachlis, no nothing coming out of it. And that's what it means, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have taken out Aviseinu Mitzrayim, Hayinu Onu, Ubaneinu, Ubnei Boneinu, Mishubadim, Leparoi B'Mitzrayim, we would still be slaves to Paro in Egypt. Yeah. No history. And that's the Yesod. All that goes on in history is all Klal Yisrael. And as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is preparing the Achres Hayomim, the final act to bring the world to its tikkun, so a lot of things are happening very fast. It's on fast forward, and if anyone remembers what that was, in the olden days, fast forward, you pushed it very fast, and things like just going very, very speedily, much more than you would imagine. Every second, another thing, and this, you know, and you're blowing this up, and you're blowing this up, and I'm giving you a quick ultimatum, and who knows what else is coming our way. But the Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing Klal Yisrael's history and for Klal Yisrael. Hakol bishvileinu. And we have to prepare ourselves for Geula. And the way we're doing this is, of course, by using the Yom Tovim to be able to be omel b'tayra, to hear divrei tayra, to hear divrei chizuk. It's a time that le'nitnu me'adim li'Yisrael, ela she'yasku behem b'tayra, and Yidden should have a time to become mischazik. So there's so many different things we could talk about. And as I take a look at the time, I see it's already 7:10. So we don't have too much time, but we'll try to put in what the Rabbi Yisrael sent me, a new mitzvah for today. And before we get to that, we have to understand that we are in a time of renewal. The Chodesh Nisan, the way it expresses itself in this world, in this low world, shows upon what is really going on in the high celestial, whatever you would call that. All the oilamis up there. And what? Celestial spheres. You're right. Exactly. That's the way to say it. And he brings over here the Maral, or Gedalia speaks about it in Parshas Voy. There's a whole mimer on the Koyach Eschadshus that there is in Chodesh Nisan. And he says, the famous Maral in Gevuras Hashem, Perek Memvav, that why do we see that the Yomim Tovim are, the Torah ties them to natural effects, like the Pesach is Chodesh HaAviv, it's the month of spring. and Shavuos is Chagakotzir, and so on and so forth. So he says very stark, he says the words beautifully. The Pasuk in Kehelas says in Perakei Pasuk Zayin, Ki Gavoya Me'al Gavoya Shoimer. In other words, there's something going on, Gavoya Me'al Gavoya. There is high above heights. Shoimer is talking about the Rebbeinu Shalom. Pirush, Ki Kol Ma'ashon Uroyim B'Seder Ateva. All that we see in the natural cause and effect, or whatever goes on in the Teva, Nasa Me'ein Oisoi Hadovor Be'oilim Esel Yoinim. Gavoya Me'al Gavoya. This is done in this celestial spheres. It's Mamish, just a mirror image of what's going on Lamailo. And therefore, that's what it means, Gavoya Me'al Gavoya. It's going higher in this, from this world to the higher worlds, and that's how it expresses itself in this world. And so when he talks about the whole Arichus, and he says the following, that's why the Gimel Regalim are talui, are tied to Mikrim, to certain things happening, but derech v'seder hateva, in the natural cause and effect, ki im chodesh nisan nikra v'tayra chodesh ha'aviv, if chodesh nisan is called in the Torah chodesh ha'aviv, which is a chodesh where you go outside and you see how everything is blossoming, and that's why we sang the Birkas Hayalanos, and you have pictures of all the gedolim doing that also, and the idea is, wow, look at this, it's such a beautiful spring, and everything is just beginning to grow, and it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful summer. And this is what it is, the Ruach Shel Techiyah V'Havayo Chadosho. It's a spirit of Techiyah, of the reliving, V'Havayo Chadosho, and a new creation, the Olam Hazeh. If we see such a thing happening in Olam Hazeh, Zeh Simen, She'oz Yoyredes Hashpo Shel Techiyah. That's what's coming down from Gavoya Me'al Gavoya. It's coming down from way above in Shemayim. A Ashpa, a Keshbohu is being Mashpia. Techiya is Mashpia, renewal and reliving. The beginning new life. The Ashpa mislabeshes af the oilam azeh hagashmi. And this Ashpa expresses itself and dresses itself up even in this physical oilam hazeh, she'ozuzman ha'aviv, and that's what he's saying. So that if you see there's a matzav of renewal in the natural world that is just showing, it's a mirror image that's showing us what really is the time in this period, what is in all the oilamais, and what is this certain hashpa of this time, and the hashpa of this time is Lekabel Ruach Shaltchia Binyone Ruchnius. It's to get a spirit of renewal and getting a new life, Binyone Ruchnius. And this is a whole Arichus where you could talk a lot about. But this is the month that we're in, and the different mitzvahs we're doing, and what we're eating, the matzah, this is the way we renew ourselves. We're renewing ourselves and being mechadish in ourselves again, the zera, the plant of emunah, the seeds of emunah. And that's what we're doing by eating matzah, every bite of matzah, especially the yerik hazayis, the grow, especially here in the grotto, you have to mention the famous grow, who is brought there, the Chaim Volozhiner brings in, that the grow says that there is a kium of achilas matzah, every kezias that you eat, the entire Pesach. That's what you should know. If everyone who's a member of the Grah could be more mitzvahic in the inyanim of eating more matzah. It's not only eating more matzah on the night of the Leila Seder, which they say is connecting to the actual kiyum of the chiyum, but it is the entire Pesach. It's not a chelik of chiyum. It's not connected to chiyum, but it is called Shivat Yamin. Matzos, like the Parshas of Pshat in the Pasuk, it's a kiyum, special kiyum of Achilas Matzah. And Matzah is not, as Rav Shimshon used to always say, his little grandson used to sit on his lap and after he ate a bit of matzah, he says, Zadie, can you give me some more crackers? He likes crackers. So Zadie, sweet of Simpson's Asal, says, oh my dear Einikol, this is not a cracker. This is a matzah. What's a matzah? Matzah de Muna. Matzah shrai de Muna. Convenes de Muna. That's what matzah is. And every drop we take is a mechla de Memusa. It's the food of Emunah. And what is the main point of Emunah? One of the greatest points. This is the point of saying, Rabbeinu Shalom, you are running the world. Not me. Not any of the puppets that are running the world. Though he has some very geschmacke puppets today doing the jobs, both in here and in America and all over. B'ruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom has a geschmacke puppets. But, let me say, it's not the puppets who are running. It's just a puppet show. And the real one who's doing it is the one behind the scenes who's pulling all the strings and the ropes. And that's the Rebbeinu Shalom. So we have to understand that this is what Emunah is. When we look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, it's not us that could prepare the parnasa for ourselves, that brings shiduchim. Well, that's for sure. Everybody really sees that immediately. That shiduchim is one of those unbelievable places where HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha manifests itself unbelievable, which is very much connected to Kriyas Yamsuf of today. As actually, it's the topic sort of I want to talk about, and that is the Kriyas Yamsuf, Koshe Zivugoi Shel Adam, the Kriyas Yamsuf. But how do you get to the Zivugoi Shel Adam? You have to have that midah of understanding. It's all the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I can't do anything. I have a chayvus ishtadlos. I have a certain amount of ishtadlos I could do, but that's it. I'm relinquishing. I am releasing the reins. Hashleich al Hashem Yehoveh. Throw your peklach under Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Vehu yichal kelecha. And he is going to take care of everything. That's what emunah is. It's not just saying, oh, I believe. Amen. Yeah, Hashem helped and will help and is helping. Great, you can say a lot of good things. But where is this real nisoya when it comes to the lamaise? How do we improve? What our cheshbon is? How do we look at it? Are we getting worried because as if we were the ones running the world, running different things? Or no, we're not worried. We have mamish, the shalva, the peacefulness of the boiteach v'Hashem, of the one who trusts in their Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what a matzah is. Matzah is you stop bloating yourself up. You just make yourself a little pletzel, garnished, a little thin, garnished. And then that is what the matzah is. There's no gaiva. It's all anava. It's all giving up, relinquishing all the air, putting out all the air. That's it. No balloons. And it's all Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and it's not me. And this is such a beautiful remez, which I was so happy to find this year. I was thinking of it. I actually never thought about this before. And I saw that I was mechaven to the great Magid of Trist. The Trisker Magid. Actually, there's a Trisker Rebbe in Har Nof, where I learned where Kushalevsky. But whatever, I think he lives there. And maybe he moved. But the Trisker Magid, the famous Trisker Magid, wrote a sefer called Mogein Avraham. And he writes in the Haggadah Shel Pesach a beautiful remez, which is kedai you should remember for next year, because already we had said the Haggadah. But what exactly does he say? He says like this. If you take a look at the word matzah, it's so interesting. The first letter of the word matzah is a mem, and the end of the word matzah is a hey. It makes one word, ma. What? And what does the word ma signify? It signifies what Moshe Rabbeinu said about him and Aaron, v'nachnu mo. We are what? We are garnished. It's not us. It's not us that you're complaining to, Ki'im al Hashem. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's nothing to do with me. That's what the ma signifies so importantly. And he says that's what the matzah, which is the food of emuna, has the beginning and the end of matzah. That's the message of matzah. Ma! Wah! All the Rabbi Shalom. The nachlu ma. And then he says something so sweet in the Kiddush, which is so nice too, because everybody lives with the night called the Leil HaSeder. But there are those who call it the Manishtano night, where you have so many different children, sweet, in a class, or children, or whatever, or great-grandchildren, who never know, that are asking the Manishtano. And so many are oimed on this word, Manishtano HaLeil HaSeder. First of all, most people don't understand what it means, the word Manishtano. It should say, Lama Nishtano. Why has this night been different, or is different? But then, someone who understands a little more, also in English, Ma is an explanation. That's the MS of Pshat. Manishtano. How different is Halayla Hazeh Mikol Halaylois? And then, you start showing the different great differences that you see in Halayla Hazeh, more than Kol HaLaylos. That's the Pasha Pshat. And in fact, the Agudas in English, a lot of them, I think they say it very clear. Mark is, how different is this night? But the Trishka Magid says, what's the idea of the Leil HaSeder? The Leil HaSeder is a night of Emunah. It's a night where we're eating the matzah. It's a night where we are engraving into our blood and veins and heart the message of Ani Hashem, the Lord Acher, there's only Rabbi Nishalaylam, there's no one else. So what is the name of the night? The name of the night is Ma. Ah, ich bin garnished. I am nothing. I can't do anything. I can do for the Rabbi Nishalaylam, but I cannot run this world. Ma! Nishtano halaylo haseh mikol halaylois. In that is different than all the other nights. There's one night that the message of the night is the word ma. And it's so sweet. That's what ma is. And that's the tachlis of an Adam. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Adam that the person should recognize who is the Ba'alim, who is the owner of the world. And that's what the word ma is, gematria Adam. That everybody knows, 45, and 45 is the numerical equivalent of the Ma and Adam. And that's the tachlis of Adam. Adam's tachlis is the Nachnu Mo. Kodesh Baruch Hu puts him into a situation where it looks like he's running the world. And it looks like he's doing great things. And he can come to a matzah that it says in the Parshas, Ekev, Ve'el Marto Bilvavcha. If you don't say it out in your mouth, and maybe in your heart you will say it, and you'll feel it. And what are you going to say? Koichi ve'oisem yodi, atoli esachayil azeh. Wow, with my strength and my power, that's what did it. That person, whether he says it or doesn't say it, there's something inside there that's saying it. Koichi ve'oisem yodi, atoli esachayil azeh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafke wants that a person should be in such a situation where he has a nisayon to be what you would call chametz. And he could come the day chimut. He could come to become chalila v'chas, a chametz that is just bloating itself up and it's very expanding and screaming, Ani! I! And forgetting about the real Ani, the Rabbi Nishalaylam, and there's no, you're nothing. Yeah, you're nothing. V'nachnu mo, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafke puts us into such a situation, because that's what he wants. If the world would be so simple, he wouldn't need us over here. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it look as if we have all the beautiful things that are showing as if Koichi v'oitzim yodi, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is hiding the miracles clothed with a nistar in a way. So you have these types of arrows and these types of arrows going against them and laser beams and whatever you'd like to see. It's all the Rabbi Nishalayim using shlichim and puppets, as we said. It's nothing. We didn't do it. It's not us. Also, Lias Achayel Azeh, it says in the Targum over there, that who gives you the strength to do chayil? What does it mean, koyach lasas chayil? Rashi, the Targum says over there, simple Targum, Targum on place, Eitzot lemikni nichsin. If you're talking about the chayil over there to buy, what to buy, which deals to make, who gave you that idea? We're going to be saying this very soon. Every night we say this. Rabbeinu Shalom, give us a Eitza Taiva. We should have a good advice. It's not me. The ideas that come into the head of these great Gevurim who make also these beautiful deals is all Rabbeinu Shalom. Eitza L'nikni Nichsin. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it should be a person, and that person thinks it could be Koyfi Vaisav Yadi, but then the person is trying, screaming out, it's not me, it's Ma V'Nachnu Mo. And that's what we gamble at our Seder, and that's the Matzah, which is the Ma, the beginning and end of Matzah, is this message to remember that it's not Koyfi Vaisav Yadi. And it's so important to see this and to appreciate this, because then you have no digest in anything. You don't worry about anything. That's what the Chayvus HaVavis expounds so much about the peacefulness of the one who's Boiteach Bashem, has such a peaceful, no matter what it is, you go in with Yishuv Hadas, and you give that over to the family, and the children, and they come in and they understand, wow, we have an Abishter, and Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of Nisim, and we have nothing to really worry about. Let's just be Mitzchazik in Tehillim. Let's be Mitzchazik in Yoshev B'Seisr Elyon, if we say, like a Zilberstein Shlita, always says, the Yoshev B'Seisr Elyon. And he says it with calmness, and everybody is calm. And you can even learn a simple Taira, and understand the Taira Magno Matla. When a person is living with this, he has a happy life. He has a life of no digest, not worried about anything. It's all the Rabbi Nishalayla. And this is the Ma of the Nishtano, Halayla Hazeh. And he's Marich more about this. And I don't want to be Marich. I see that's what Rabbi Nishalayla wanted us to say today. But there's so much more to say. And obviously, you'll have to come to some other place. But Lamaise, this is the message. This is the emunah of the matzah, and that's the kiyumis, that's the mitzvah kiyumis, which we have in eating every kezayis of matzah. That is what it's supposed to bring about. As the pasuk tells us in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that the message of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the man, what's the final message? The man to saper bosne bincho ben bincho. Yes, you'll tell over the story, and your son, your grandson, still hear everything. It's going to be my redek. But what's the topless of everything? V'yidatem ki ani Hashem. You will know that I am Hashem. Not you'll just say that I am Hashem. You will know that I am Hashem. That's what it is. And that's what the Achilas Matzah is. It's v'yidatem. Matzah is das. Like it says in all the Sfar Makdoshim and the Kabbalah and everywhere. Then Matzah is to bring us to Das, to be a Datem Ki Ani Hashem. And Das is also from a Lashon of Chibur, connection. We connect ourselves to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the Lechem of Matzah. That's the Koyach of Matzah. And that's the Koyach of the Yemei HaMatzah, the Yemei Chag HaPesach. And as we come to the conclusion, and we see the Kodesh Baruch Hu continuing on the Nisei Nisim in Kriyas Yamsuf, which is the whole Hemshech, which is coming in front of us. But one of the greatest messages of Kriyas Yamsuf is one thing, and as we always say, it's always from the Hawa Kodesh Baruch Hu finishes off the circle A lot of things happen on the way. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows how he finishes off the circle, and everybody gets what he's supposed to get, and there's Tarva Oynish, and there's everything. And with that I finish, he concludes. One of the greatest things we say on the Shvi'ish of Pesach, when we read it, is that the Noshim were going after the Miriam, Besupim Uvim Necholois, there was dancing. That's how we translate it. What is a dance? A dance is a circle. And this is so beautiful. That is what it was. Miriam and the Noshim Tzidkaniyot saw the hardest time for Klal Yisrael. Miriam was called Miriam because of the merirus of that time that she was born in. But Miriam had this belief, as she said, there's going to be an end, and the Moshiach Shal Yisrael is going to save Klal Yisrael. V'gam ha'goya she'yavoy dudon anoyti. When they stand by Kriyas Yamsuf, they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu has finished the circle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu went through the hallway and it gave them what they deserved, and he gave Klal Yisrael what they deserve. And that's the Supim Uvim Chaylois. That's the circle of dancing. So Hashem should help that very soon we will see how Hashem finishes the great circle of all that we're going through in how the entire history of Klal Yisrael, from Yetzias Mitzrayim till Bi'as HaGoel, be zoiche to see and have this great dance and sing with the Kaddish Baruch Hu and with all the Nashim Tzidkaniyot. That the same as we were Nigal Bishutam, we will be Nigal again Bishut Nashim Tzidkaniyot. Ukimei Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Arenu Niflois Nehum Hashem B'mheira B'yameinu B'nisa Nigalu B'nisin Asidim L'Goel Amen V'Amen.